AM can reveal the wage theft scandal engulfing the tertiary education sector is moving to the federal court and now involves private universities. The union and employee lawsuit against JMC Academy seeks unpaid superannuation going back 18 years in one case, back pay, and requests penalties be imposed for what it says are serious contraventions of the Fair Work Act. National Education reporter Connor Duffy.
Well, there's a cross on a hill.
Even after having his thyroid removed because of a cancer diagnosis, you can hear the voice that helped Stephen Baker travel the world with groups like the Supremes.
Where the ragweeds have grown.
After a successful international touring career, he wanted to give something back as a singing teacher, his work recognised with the Order of Australia.
I've always loved working with young students in their teens. They're so full of hope and so full of aspiration that it's a wonderful thing to be instrumental in them discovering themselves, I suppose.
But after 18 years teaching at JMC Academy, Stephen Baker's own future isn't looking so rosy.
It was so hot, you can see from this aluminium boat that it's actually melted.
His troubles began when bushfires damaged his home on the New South Wales south coast. Then came floods, followed by a second cancer diagnosis. But when the 65-year-old applied for sickness benefits through Centrelink, it was denied. He says because of the way JMC responded to the welfare agency's request for proof of employment.
There were so many redactions in the Centrelink form. The Centrelink said, look, we can't proceed with this because every word where it says employer or employer, they've redacted it. So, sorry, we can't help you.
So you missed out on getting any...
Yeah, and I didn't even get so much as a phone call.
How did that make you feel after 20 years, almost 20 years somewhere, and then...
Shattered.
Now Stephen Baker is part of a federal court action seeking payment of 18 years of super, back pay and fines to be imposed on JMC Academy. The National Tertiary Education Union's Gabe Gooding says the case revolves around a practice known as sham contracting.
Sham contracting is where an employer disguises a genuine employment relationship as a relationship between two businesses where one contracts the other for a service. We say sham contracting is the most egregious form of wage theft.
The union official wants to see the practice end at Australia's private higher education providers.
Yes, we do think it's increasing. We haven't, though, seen it pursued with the sort of vigour and intensity in other employers that we're seeing it pursued in this case, but we expect that it will be in the future.
JMC Academy is yet to file a defence and declined to comment, citing the federal court action. Back on the New South Wales south coast, Stephen Baker hopes the court action can be another way he can help secure the future of the next generation of musicians.
I understand that it's a business's duty to reduce its outgoings, but it's people's lives. And people commit their working lives to these things.
Music teacher Stephen Baker and Connor Duffy reporting there.